Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin Wrestling traveled to Moorcroft over the weekend to participate in the 2023 Dylan Humes Memorial Mixer. Starting with the Bolt Ladies, they placed fifth as a team with 75 points. There were two third-place finishers with Allie Walker in the 100 and Caprice Hussey in the 125 class. Trinity Morbetto finished fifth in the 140, and Chase Steffens will be the high scorer for the Bolt Ladies, finishing in second in the 115. And on the boys' side, the team that would take first place in the entire tournament would be Thunder Basin with 304 points. The Bolt boys also had five wrestlers take home first place individually, and they were Ashton Leegard in the 132, Antonio Avila in the 138, Jaius Rose in the 152, Dylan Glick in the 220, and Lane Catlin in the 285 class. Bolt's head coach Micah Cadera is enjoying seeing the team get better every week with a month left on the season.
We're progressing in the direction that we want to, and the goal is to get better every single week, and we've been taking those steps, but we still have, you know, roughly about a month of the season left to fix the things that we're struggling on and continue getting better in the things that we're doing really well. So, you know, we're taking the necessary steps right now, and the kids are having fun, and so it's good to see. But like I said, we still got a month of season, so we need to continue working hard and getting better in all positions.
What do you think are the biggest things the team needs to improve on?
It's a lot of individual stuff with individual kids and certain kids that they match up with, whether the boys or the girls. You know, we've seen just about everybody in the state that we'll see. Rock Springs is pretty much the only one that we have not seen. But as far as 4A, it's going to come down to a lot of individual work. So it's going to differ between each kid, but a lot of individual work from here on out.
What are you going to be looking for the most from the team as you guys travel to Riverton?
Still just the grittiness. Right now, we've been wrestling in tough positions and being tough in those positions that may not favor us, or, you know, not getting lazy in certain positions. Obviously, wrestling's a tough sport, and sometimes it's easier just to give up a takedown than to fight. In this past week and a half, you know, our grittiness has been there. And so that's what I want to continue seeing, is the grittiness and the stubbornness in those positions, continuing to work through them. And if we continue doing that, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance to win in every single match.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County also competed in a duel on Tuesday night, with the Bolts winning 58-18. The Bolts will be back in action this weekend from Riverton, participating in the Ron Thon invite. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.